We still left off a lot of difficulties. What Yoina did, what was his cheshbon? Is there a din kovish nevuah? How was he allowed not to give his nevuah? As we get into the first parak, Mr. Shem will go more into those specifics to understand them better. But we know that this haftorah, this is one of the things we mentioned yesterday, this is a haftorah that we picked to read on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, mamish before Nila. So obviously there's a cheshbon, what we learn from Sefer Yoina. So I can't tell you on regular achas all the things we learn, but I'll tell you just two major components, both of which are very important. One comes from the Brisker Rav, his understanding, and one is a Mishabura, but really the Mishabura gives us a new insight into what the Rishonim mean. Because some of the Rishonim say the reason why we read Yoina, Sefer Yoina by Minchan Yom Kippur, is because we have to know we can't run away from the Rabbanu Shalom. So I asked all of you yesterday that we need Yoina to teach me that. We don't know you can't run away from the Rabbanu Shalom. We don't understand you can't run away from the Rabbanu Shalom. What does it even mean? You can't run away from the Rabbanu Shalom. Of course you can't run away from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Aleph Beis. So obviously there's a deeper meaning behind it. So years ago I was a Bar Mitzvah Bachel, and I was learning Mishabura on Yom Kippur, Luchos Yom Kippur. And I was going through what the Mishabura, how he describes Yoina, Sefer Yoina. So Mishabura said something, which I realized then, Kisif Sekoyin Yishmu Das Vatari Yavaksham and Piyu, I realized that he's giving us Pshat Mechazal. Because simply the way most, unfortunately, we remain with that Pshat most of our lives. We learn from Yoina, you can't run away from Hashem. Shkoyach. We learn from Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, you can't run away from Hashem. We don't need to learn from Sefer Yoina. Like Sefer Yoina is a world's lesson. He went onto a boat, he tried, it didn't go. A whale swallowed him, not a whale, bigger than a whale. That's the Maisa. Without that, we would think it would work out. That's a Pshat. So Mishabura says a Gavalda Gazach. Mishabura says that really, very often a person is Miyayish. Miyayish. They throw in the towel. They decide, yeah, they just can't do it. They can't do it. Mishabura tightens up, that's what Yoina really did. When Yoina ran away, he ran away. He knew he came away from the Rabbanu Shalom. He was miyayish from doing that mission that Hashem asked him to do. He was miyayish from the mission. We know there's something called bechira chavshus. So we're used to thinking that that means, okay, so you have a choice in life. Hashem could want this from you, but you can do differently. Every day people do that. Hashem doesn't want you to speak Lashon Hara, you speak Lashon Hara. That's against the will of Hashem. So why does the Baruch Hashem let you speak Lashon Hara if he doesn't want you to speak Lashon Hara? Fine, that's the Welt's kasha. To Nufus of Rosh, he asked Rabbi Kiva that question. If Hashem doesn't want Arayas, why is a mamza born from Arayas? If Hashem doesn't want Avodah Zorah, so why, as soon as a person worships Avodah Zorah, he should die? Fine, Baruch Hashem has a cheshbonos. Why he wants things to work this way with Tzchar and Oynish and Bechira. And we make. But the Mishnah says an unbelievable thing. He says a person will never get away without doing what Hashem wants your shlichus to be in life. And if you don't do it in this world, you're going to be sent back again in a different way. You're going to end up doing the shlichus Hashem wants from you. There is no escaping Hashem's ultimate shlichus that he has in mind for you. Yes, you have Bechira. You may decide to do this or to do that against the Rabbanu Shalom. And the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't let it go through. But ultimately, you'll have Chibut HaKever. Ultimately, you'll have Tikkun in the next world. Ultimately, you'll Tikkun again, Rachman Olson. Ultimately, you'll come back again. The Rebbeinu Shalom, the end will be ki hu amar hu amar. The Rebbeinu Shalom says that's it. It's vayamid. Siva vayamid. Hu amar vayei. It's not gonna. You can't escape. So when Chazal tells you can't escape, the way the Mishapura sees it is even in Ruchnius in Yonim you can't escape. Of course we know you can't escape from Hashem. If Hashem doesn't want you to go somewhere and He decides you're not going to do, you're not doing it. You're not doing it. That we know. But we're ruggled to think that in Ruchnius a person has an ability to do what they want. So the Mishapura is explaining it's very protheistic. Yes. For this minute you have a choice what to do. But ultimately, Hashem has a plan for you. Ultimately, Hashem has a plan. But I, when I learned this Mishnah, I realized there's even a deeper insight that's being conveyed here. And that is, the emphasis, Yoinu ben Amita was a tzaddik. It's a tzaddik, he said it. And the emphasis, he wanted to do whatever Hashem wants of him. One of his names is Yoinu ben Amitai. Amitai was obviously, that's his father's name. But the Yalkut Shemayin, he says that Amitai is Al-Shem Emes. He was such an Emes. He was Ish Emes. He was a true Eved Hashem, through and through. Right? So why was he running away? He was running away because he thought that's what Hashem would want him to do under the situation. He really thought if you would ask, Yoinu ben Amitai, are you doing what Hashem wants of you? He would have said, yes. Yes, I'm doing what Hashem wants of me. Hashem doesn't want me to do something which is the end of being a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. And I'm afraid that's what's going to end up happening. So even though I got this nevuah, I really believe that Hashem would be happy with what I'm doing now. Which will lead us to what I'll tell you from the Brisker Rav. Fascinating Brisker Rav. That's what he believed. Hashem ended up taking him to where he had to go. Hashem ended up. So very often a person is miyayish because they don't see an end. They don't think they're going to be able to make it. But the fact is the Rebbeinu Shem will see it through. Very similar to what you heard this morning from Rabbi Orlovek, where he was talking about the inyan of, you know, it's not important how much kishrin you have, what's your ability, take care as you should do. The Rebbeinu Shem takes you to where you have to get to. As long as your mind is there, Hashem will take you there. That's what happened to Yehina. Yehina, Hashem told him to go there. He went there because he said that's what he's supposed to do. Hashem still took him there. Don't think you're not going to be able to fulfill your mission. You will be able to. So I'm not just saying it like the Mishapura is saying it's like a chasar. There's a mile to it also. If you're doing L'shem Shemayim, Hashem is going to take you there. And even if you think you can't, you can learn from Yehina. Not only you can, but even if you're going in the opposite direction without knowing it, Hashem's going to take you there. As long as your kavanah is where it's supposed to be. So Yoinu's kavanah was, he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. That's what his kavanah was. Like we had from the Ber Moshe, we said many times in Novi, that a lot of times Hashem says something and he wants the tzaddik not to listen to him. Like by the eagle, Hashem told Moshe, Hanichali, don't, let me kill Klai Yisrael, don't talk to me. Hashem wanted him to talk to him. Hashem wanted him to be Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. So Yoinu ben Amitai held, Hashem doesn't want him to go on this mission. Yeah, Hashem's telling him to do it, but under what's going to end up happening, his job, else, he's supposed to do this. That's step one. That's an unbelievable chizuk. That you will be taken by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through a whale, through whatever way it's going to be, he's going to get you there. Harbi Shluchim L'makom. You're going to get to the right place. Provided that you're looking to do Ratzon Hashem. You're looking to do Ratzon Hashem. Now I'll tell you the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says that really in Yoinu, we learn one of the main yesodos of tshuva. And I can tell you what the Brisker Rav says here is such an important lesson in life, peruchnius ubegashmis. It's not just peruchnius. It's peruchnius ubegashmis. The Brisker Rav says, one of the fundamental elements of tshuva is kabbalas achrayas, taking responsibility. There is such a taiva we all have, all of us, I'm with you in this, we're all this way. There's such a taiva we all have, not to take responsibility. Some problem happens, it's not our fault. It's not our fault. Whatever, it's not our fault. That's the teva of a person. You look at everybody around you but yourself, rather than taking responsibility. I see this every day. I see this in myself every day. I see it in, unfortunately, I see it in others as well. It's probably from the biggest yetzirahs in life. When something good happens, it was everybody's idea. You ever noticed? It was my idea. Look at the shidduch. My wife and I are very involved in shidduch. It came out, never that you have a shidduch happens where one person thought of it. I thought of it. I had a cholam about it. And I was meramez. I said, gematria. Everybody thought of it. Chashom, the couple gets divorced. No, that's nothing. I knew all along it wasn't supposed to be. They got back together. I thought that also, yeah. Something good happens. Everybody's a father today. Something bad happens. It's not me. It's him. Nobody takes a chrayis. The Briskov says, that is from the ikir fundamentals of tshuva, sheyakir achoyte eschetay, to take responsibility. That's the lashon of vidui. Vidui means vadai. One of the shiroshim of vidui comes from the lashon vadai. Vadai means for sure. To positively identify your responsibility. You have to positive. That's why vidui is so important. Because until you say, I did this, you have 20 different interpretations. It wasn't Gozalnu, it was he stole, and I did it. Gozalnu. I take responsibility. And I can tell you in life, you steig so much, sayin ruchnias and sayin gashmias. When you're ready to confront your culpability, your responsibility, your liability, then you could steig. If you make a mistake, you don't take responsibility, mistake's going to happen again. You don't take responsibility a second time, it's going to happen a third time. The way you grow in life on anything, a person's an artist, they're working on becoming an artist. Right? So I've seen people develop in art. They're unbelievably critical. They draw a picture and they go, look what I did here. And I'm looking, it's beautiful, there's a sun. If I did that, you wouldn't see anything. If I did that, you wouldn't know it's a sun b'chlal. You know it's a boat, you know nothing. It would just look like a taruvus. This artist makes a beautiful picture, and you look at it and you say, that's beautiful. No, throw it away. It's no good. That's how they become a better artist. If you look at your Mishka Babel the first time, and you go, wow, you know something? I'm not bad. For a beginner, it's beautiful. I think I can hang it up the way it is. Put it in a frame, hang it up. It's gorgeous. You're not going to improve. You go through a tesis and you more or less understand tesis. You go, I know tesis, it's gewaldic. Make a yomtif. You make a yomtif on your chatzi avon tesis, you'll never understand tesis. But if you learn a tesis and you go, you know, taka baruch shamayim, I know it better than I did yesterday, but lamaisa, I don't got it. Then tomorrow you'll get it. Because you're taking some responsibility. Everything in life is that way. If you get a job, you work for somebody. If you're happy with the job you're doing, you think you're perfect? You will never improve. You'll never get one promotion. Rahman al-Islam. If you realize you're... Zok to Briskov, that's the Yisrael of Tshuva. Kabbal Sachrayas. Yoyne ben Amitai, this is a point that Briskov points out. I would have never made this point, even though it's so obvious. He says, Yoyne ben Amitai went into the boat. Who was in this boat? Who was in this boat, my friends? Who was in the boat? The Rossman is thinking Ben Azmanim. It could be it was even an extension to Ben Azmanim, which I got Rishus to leave earlier to come back late. I know what you're thinking. There weren't tzaddikim like Rossman on the boat. He went with the kosher one, the glad kosher cruise. These were Avodah Zarah. Idol worshippers were on the boat. Avodah Zarah were on the boat. There's one tzaddik on the boat. So I'll try to give you a marshal. There's a JetBlue flight flying from Bnei Brak, even though JetBlue doesn't fly from Bnei Brak, flying from Bnei Brak to San Francisco. There's a group of San Francisco Mishagam, Goyim, whatever, actors, Hollywood. They wanted to see Bnei Brak, so they flew there. They spent a week in Bnei Brak, now they're flying back with their JetBlue flight. flying back to San Francisco. Mitamo, Reb Chaim gets a Pesaruach HaKadosh. He has to go to San Francisco, take care of something for Klal Yisrael. So you have a flight of 400 San Franciscoans and all their beauty. You have a B'chaim. The whole plane, you have a B'chaim. No. There's some turbulence on the plane. Normally, turbulence, it's okay. You know, if most people would know why turbulence is, that people wouldn't be so scared of turbulence. Turbulence is a good thing. Meaning, if a plane wouldn't move around in that kind of weather, it's designed to move when there's winds, it wouldn't be good. No turbulence would be a problem. Because the wings would go someplace else. If the wings go someplace else, if you look out of your window, all of a sudden the winds are not attached to the plane, then most often it's not capital to them. Right? Then most often it's not going to tell them. Imagine this turbulence, and the captain gets on, the pilot gets on. He says, "We're getting nervous. It looks bad. The weather's getting worse. It's going to go up and down. We're afraid we're going to lose control of the aircraft." Imagine Reb Chaim should get up. It's because of me. It's this morning when I daven shachris, kivasikim like I always do. I had to catch the flight. I think I may have skipped episode Hoshienu after the Yom. It's Reb Chaim! The whole world is standing on Reb Chaim! The JetBlue flight with all these chevra from San Francisco? That's why there's turbulence because of Reb Chaim? Zok de Brisker Rav. That's Sefer Yoina! Yoina ben Amitai, the God of the door, the Reb Chaim of the door. He has this one chet that he's running away because he wants to be Masal Klai, so who knows what kind of chet this is. How about we should all have such a virus? And the boat is about to sink. What would a normal person do? Look at this boat, look at that. The tray for Goyim, this guy, I'm the only one that's way. This time there'll be some miracle soon that's a carpet that's going to pick me up and I'll be out of here. The whole boat will sink. Zokt Yaina Bisheli Hasahraze. It's me. Unbelievable, Briskerel. We don't sufficiently appreciate this. Bisheli. He took Achrayas. He took Achrayas when he had such an easy way to blame every other person on that boat but himself. He's the only tzaddik on the boat. He's a God Lador. What's he taking responsibility? Yeah, because I'm saying Nevuah. They don't even know what he's talking about. I'm saying Nevuah. I'm saying I'm afraid. Afulich Ezrin. Hoshienu after the Yom is missing. That's why the whole boat is sinking. Says the Brisker Rav, every Jew on Yom Kippur has to learn from Yoina. Take Achrayas. I heard this Brisker Rav many years ago from Rabbi Yankiv. And since then, my Yom Kippur changed. Take Achrayas. Them an Achrayas. So that's the second important lesson to learn from Sefer Yoina. Always focus on yourself. The second you're thinking, it's this one, it's that one, you're really, what you're doing is you're just hurting yourself. Because every time you take Achrayas or something, you're steiging. You're automatically steiging by taking Achrayas. If anything, take extra Achrayas. You'll grow more. Take Achrayas where it's a suffix. Maybe Tak is not your fault. Take Achrayas. That's all.